Court Press.
I don't know anything about Angola, but Angola's in trouble. Yeah! Yeah!
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Full Court Press. My name is Wesley. I'm here with JB and Rabbit. All things NBA. We're going to be talking a little bit about the West. Little nickname issue. Smackdown on Lamar. He's doing a lot of crack.
Pull him off.
A little bit of banter between Wade and Durant. But really, and guys, don't be upset, but all I really want to talk about is LeBron's toe. So if you're here to talk about anything other than his toe, you can probably leave.
Are you talking about that Instagram pic? Is that where this is all coming from?
We talked about it last week, and I still can't get over
I think
toe.
We breezed over it too much. It needs a full episode.
Yeah, set the scene for us, Bag. Where is this toe picture coming from?
Just picture, like, hold your hand in front of your face flat so you can all your fingers are next to each other. And then, like, tuck your thumb underneath your index finger and put your pinky finger... Try and put your pinky finger over your middle finger.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with LeBron's foot.
But the other three are a little bit weird as well. I put it down to, like, more like an X-Men mutants type of thing. The human, maybe we came from the monkey. We've evolved past the tail. Eventually, it was a stump after it was a tail. And then, eventually, it fell off. I think he's evolved past toes.
Yeah, right.
There's he doesn't need toes. For a toe.
So it doesn't affect his jumping. In his way. Obviously, he's having no problem jumping and getting up. So maybe this is like a kind of ahead of his time thing where we should all have messed up toes.
In the future, you'll get special DNA to make your feet like that. Mm. So you're more like LeBron.
Do you reckon he's just broken his toe like 1,000 times or just been mangled playing too much ball? Or what is that? Is that just a growth thing?
He's the next evolution of mankind. There's no need for toes.
Strong argument. Very strong argument.
Yeah. He's a robot. And he's got a broken mechanical wheel
that makes him play awesome.
So here's something crazy. Lamar Odom's been doing crack for 2 years. what's up with that?
I think Dallas just sucks.
Dallas sucks.
In Dallas, and now, you know, he's sort of, it's coming out. No one talked about it for 2 years because no one knew about it because no one knows what the fuck's happening in Dallas. Do you think he picked up his habit in LA and now he's gone to Dallas with this filthy habit and no one could really, you know, maybe Cuban could stack him up? I don't know. And now he's left Dallas back in LA and now it's in the news
they
again.
Asked him to leave because I think they knew what he was doing.
Oh, sure. But his habit, you know.
You can tell he's been sucking for a while. I think it comes back to his dad.
He's got dad issues.
No, his dad is a user.
It's in the DNA, is it?
It's in the DNA.
Gnarly.
Yeah. Oh, heavy.
Addictive personality, eh? Hereditary.
He really explains that he was great, sixth man of the year, and then he just started hitting the crystal and went to shit.
I was thinking it could be related to being with a Kardashian, but perhaps not, because she's going to leave him.
Yeah, I think living in LA doesn't help. Everyone's following you. Once TMZ gets on you, they don't ever let you go. They have someone following you 24 hours a day.
I don't see Kanye falling off the wagon anything.
Yeah,
he's killing it. He's doing great.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, she's leaving him. What's her name? Is that Khloe or is that
Khloe,
the other one?
Khloe Kardashian, Adam KKO.
So, I heard that they've been together like 4 years or some shit or 3 years, but if she stays with him till they hit the 4 year plateau, she'll get another like 500 thou or mil in the divorce thing, you know, settlement.
She's richer than him though, right?
You would think, but you know, it's just trashy.
By now.
You can never be too rich.
Exactly. I don't think Lamar would be like, you know, in any financial difficulty. Well, he's a crack addict, but like,
He's not getting paid again, I don't think, or not anything substantial.
So he's done, basically.
Is he playing?
He's not on the roster?
No, he doesn't have a team.
So he didn't go to... the Clippers didn't renew his contract. It was a one-year thing, and he could be in trouble.
I think the most interesting thing about the whole issue is that he's sucked for 2 years.
Sucked hard.
Yeah. And it's been like, how can you suddenly go from sixth man of the year, you know, championship
you go to Dallas.
Team... To just
you smoke heaps of crack.
Sucking.
That's
and
how you do it.
And the answer is crack, yeah.
Smoking crack and playing in Dallas.
Maybe he'll find a home in Miami with Beasley and they'll just get some mad.
No, Beasley likes
together.
To blaze. He doesn't like to smoke crack.
It's a gateway, though. He'll work his way up to Lamar status.
Marijuana is a
later.
Gateway drug, 100%.
Him, J.R. Smith. Yeah. Who else?
That's all you need.
Just about it.
That's all you need.
Also, exciting news. Rose scored his first basket in 14 months.
Hooray.
Yeah,
hooray.
Rose.
Yeah.
It's good.
Job. Does anyone take the preseason game seriously? No.
No, but I watched a few highlights and I read a few articles on the games. And by all reports, Rose is like not showing any fear of hurting his doing his ACL, or you know, you come back a bit hesitant or you're a bit worried.
Yeah,
he's attacking Hibbert. They played Indiana. They got up by 6, I think. Yeah, he was attacking Hibbert. He was attacking David West. There was no problems. And he looked aggressive. And yeah, he sick and one. They're resting him. They're only playing like 20 minutes. But I mean, by all reports, he's looking like his old self, which is good. Like, I don't think it's like massive, like, oh, Rose is, yeah, you know, like you're saying, he was out for 18 months, like we were talking about before. It's he should be doing this.
Like,
you know?
Say what you will about preseason, but if he's doing spin moves and he did a pretty crazy dunk the other day, if you see him doing that, it's better than not doing that.
Oh, 100%.
So I'm sure he's going to be pretty good to go. And by Christmas time, he should be full pace if he doesn't.
Meanwhile, Kobe has gone back to Europe to get futuristic knee drainage surgery. So maybe
no, you know what that stuff is. We've touched on it before. It's stem cell research or something that's allowed in Europe, but they don't use it in America.
Apparently you could do it in New York now. There's a clinic that does it.
I don't know, but I know back like what 2 years ago when he went to Germany and got it sorted, he couldn't get the treatment in America.
They probably have his file, so it's probably easier. He doesn't have to fill out the customer information.
His coach was off it because he didn't tell his coach he was bailing. He just took off.
Yeah, pissed. Just up and left.
Yeah, pissed about it.
So, Kobe, anyway, left training camp, probably not going to start in the beginning of the season.
No.
Does anyone think at all that the Lakers are going to make a difference or at all be a factor with Nash?
Playoffs consideration?
Yeah, you think they're going to win more than half the games?
Oh, you look up and down the West, and I just can't see them being better than most of the teams in it. Honestly, like, it's very white. The team's very white. But, you know...
I don't like it.
Kamen Gasol and Nash, that's an old, slow...
We won't have to talk about LA much this year, put it that way, I think, on the podcast.
But the more they suck, the more I want to talk about them. When they're really good, I just want to ignore
it's
it.
It's just the LA
factor. When they suck, I love bringing it up.
What's best case scenario? Just heaps Euro...
Just pick and
Nash
roll
and Gasol,
all day.
Glorious pick and pops all day.
Should trade Gasol.
Yeah.
Should move him. Let's not do this. Let's not talk about LA.
Yeah,
we're better than that.
Cool.
Let's
like
talk
it.
About that Durant Wade little fight on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny as fuck.
Durant's
love
not
it.
Respecting the rings.
Well, yeah, put it into
yeah. What happened, Bag?
Yeah, yeah.
So there was a Sports Illustrated list that they do every season, I think, of the top 100 players, much like the NBA top 500. But then it was getting down to the top 10, and Wade was 8th. Was it?
Yeah, I think so. They asked Durant, what do you think of this?
And he was upset
top
that Harden
10.
Didn't get to
and
top
he
10.
Said, yeah, he said, my boy Harden's not in there. And then they said, well, who would you take out? And straight away he was like, D-Wiz out. And then somehow they got back to D-Wade. And this goes back to your douchebag of the year thing. Because he puts on Instagram, he takes a photo of a note he's written that said something like... Durant says, or
say
it for me, Josh.
It
sorry.
Said, like, Kevin Durant thinks I'm not a top 10 player anymore. Note to self, make sure he respects your winning some bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, I kind of hear what he's saying. I know you guys don't like him, but at the end of the day, he's won 3 rings and Durant
sure, but
not.
I think the actual, it was like player efficiency, wasn't it? It wasn't.
It was just like overall, who's a better player? And I tend to agree with KD.
So do I.
Like, Wade's a beast, obviously, but you look at the seasons they both had. Wade had a couple of huge games in the finals, but overall, Harden had a better season than Wade
100%.
Last year.
And I think that's getting a bit lost. It's who, hands down, right now, or based on last season, is a better baller. You know, who would you rather have? Based on last year's performance.
Harden or Wade?
I'm saying, Harden at the moment.
Would you?
D-Wade 2006 all day.
Yeah.
But like, right now, he had his knees are buckled. He's had a tough playoff run. He was getting criticized last playoffs about it. And he came up big, no doubt. But he wasn't consistent every night. Yeah. Why was everyone raining on him in the playoffs? Because he wasn't his usual self.
Yeah,
and he hasn't been his usual old D Wade for like 2 seasons now.
His team's pretty stacked, so he's not going to get all the opportunities Harden's going to get. Harden's been to the playoffs once, and let's not forget how much he sucked.
More than one. With the Thunder.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been all the way in. And
sorry, not bottom eight. I'm talking about the finals. He's been to the finals once. And he sucked. He was horrible. And you can't really measure that kind of experience and that kind of confidence and that leadership. Like, all the guys in the Rockets going, Harden, lead us through this. But
yes.
Are they?
Will be this season.
Yeah, definitely.
And last season. I just think it got misconstrued. Everyone knows, you were not saying Harden's a Hall of Famer yet. You probably say D-Wade is. Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's cool. But if you're looking at it right now, right this moment, Harden's had a better season in the last 2 years, hands down.
Yeah, who's a more effective player? Who would you be more scared of going up against?
So I think, Durant's might have been taken out of context a little bit in this, but that's pretty... And why does D-Wade have to tell himself that? Like, he needs the motivation to come back. If he's like, oh, he's a three-time champ and all that bullshit, why does he even need to give it the time of day?
Yeah, like, take
it must
him like
get
a man.
To him. He must be a little bit insecure about it because, well, otherwise, why would you do something like that?
Why would you
retaliate? You'd let him know on the court. Sounds like something that they should be having banter about during a game and he might go on, get ready for this sort of thing.
Circle the calendar, yo.
Yeah.
So you don't think there's any little thing that they're actually secretly totally fine and...
You think it could be a fake?
Like, how much could they hate each other if James and him are mates? They practice and train together.
I don't know.
How many times would they be in a social situation or
But what's the point of it being fake? What's
just media.
Why would you do it? Just attention?
Because
Wade's
selling his brand, especially in China, and Durant's selling his brand in middle America.
Yeah.
And, you know,
sure.
That's the thing we were complaining about last year. Yeah. Where's all the rivalry? Now everyone's going to be pumped. Ooh, Wade's playing Durant.
Yeah.
I care again.
True.
You know?
It's great. Yeah, I don't think they've got enough to gain from it, from him going, I think it's too truthful.
Yeah.
He thinks Harden's better than him. Yeah. I don't think that's too hard to comprehend.
Yeah.
And Wade took it like a fucking 15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
He went to social media instead of like giving it to him on the court.
Well, you just wait. You wouldn't say shit. And then you'd wait and you'd drop 35 on him and then tell him after the game. You know, top 10, bro. You know, there it is.
Yeah.
That's how it used to be.
Can we talk about Houston for a little bit?
Well, we're going to go through the Western Conference, aren't we?
Well, we are going to talk about the West. We're kind of touching on it. And Houston had one of their preseason games. I watched a little bit of it. Howard's still a little bit slow. And obviously, like you said, he's still kind of recovering from the back thing. I'm worried about, out of all those players and that team, is the Linsanity. If you're the owner of the Houston Rockets and I said, all right, you can get Eric Bledsoe. I'm just going to say him. He's 21. He's explosive. But guess what? No one's going to buy his jersey because nobody gives a shit yet.
Yeah.
So you got probably 4 or 5 years till maybe he's all-star worthy. Or you can take someone with less skill set. He's going to start. Guess what, folks? He's Asian. China loves it. That's $10 extra million in your pocket.
No. I don't agree.
No, I think it was last year. It was done. It was building towards a future.
People
and
wearing number 7.
Yeah, sure. And it's a bonus that he's great. He's going to sell more jerseys, and there's an Asian market for us. That's great.
So you think
but
it's
there
a
was
bonus?
A plan.
It's not the main.
He's like fourth option scorer or something. They've got Harden, which is a massive get, way bigger than Lin.
Totally.
And then you knew you were going to go after Howard when he became a free agent. You have the pieces in place. You have a good backcourt, a strong backcourt with Lin. Parsons at the 3.
Yeah.
You can put anyone at the 4. Dwighty's in the middle, and there's not all that pressure on Dwighty. He's got shooters all around him. I was likening it to a rich man's Orlando from 2009 when they made the finals.
Yeah,
is that fair?
That's what I was thinking as well. The quality of the shooters around him isn't there, though, either.
Well,
really, there's Parsons and Harden. Harden doesn't want to be a spot-up shooter all the time. And then all you got around him is, like, Aaron Brooks and Caspi and Garcia, like these type
Lin's
of guys.
Lin's not a great three-point shooter, granted.
No.
We don't know if Parsons will be a great three-point shooter. He did show signs last season.
He's very good,
Lin has a high IQ and plays strong D. That's what you'd say his...
He's a runner.
He's a starter,
For
sure.
But in Houston, Daryl Morey, they're the biggest numbers analytics geeks in the whole league.
Mm.
So they would never throw that much money at someone just because it's like a gimmick or a promotional thing.
I've got just wanted to bring it up because I'm thinking about it. And I had them finishing 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth.
Yeah, I've got them at fifth as well.
I got them fifth too. Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. It's the first time we've been
the
same on something this season. Well, do you know Dwighty wants to shoot 70-80% from the stripe this
year? Sure he does.
He came out and said it.
He'd love to fly was pretty as funny. Well, I'm pretty
sure.
It's not happening.
So that's who we got fifth. Let's talk about who I had finishing first, and I'm going to guess it might be similar. I think the Clippers are going to have the best regular season record in the Western Conference for the first time in history.
Yeah, wow.
So do I.
That's pretty massive.
I don't agree. Not at all.
Is that because Blake Griffin's changing up his game?
Well, he came out and said that.
Let's talk about it.
Sure. Rivers obviously wants to change the dynamic there. Blake started off saying he does no more Lob City. I heard that. And that struck me as weird because that's your go-to. I mean, you want to be a good offensive team. Sure, you want to get your you just don't want to be known as running and gunning, etc. But that's a massive part of your game. That's why you were popular. That's how you blew out teams last season.
I don't think he'll stop
change
doing
that
it.
Style.
They never but based their offense on that though. Like, it wasn't like they were throwing like tons and tons of lobs. There were teams that had way more dunks than the Clippers.
I reckon Del Neggs was pretty happy to let them blow teams off the court. Like, if you run, you run. That's what we do. And we're Lob City. So Lob City's not like alley-oops every time. You know, it's highlights, it's attacking, it's push the ball, give it to Paul and let him go. You know, that's fine, but I just found it quite interesting that Blake Griffin came out and said that's gone, and I think he wanted to put on a front with Rivers as a new coach that they're going to be more of a they're going to have a stronger offensive game. They're going to be more structured. They're going to
less showing off.
Sure,
I mean the amount of showing off.
But I don't think you have to run away from your game because when you look at it, what else is this? Is why I don't think they're going to finish first is because what has Griffin? How much better have the Clippers got in the last 2-3 seasons? They've been plateauing. They can't even put Griffin and DeAndre Jordan on the court at the end of the game.
That's the biggest
problem.
They can't. If they can get DeAndre Jordan to play,
he's got to be better.
Yeah,
he's got to be better.
But that's the only problem.
You reckon?
That's seriously the only
Griffin's
problem.
Griffin's got no offense. He can't shoot a jumper.
Yeah, but
he's getting better at it.
Griffin scores 20 points at high percentage.
All in the first half.
Yeah, but he still gets it. He still gets it.
He's not a concern down the stretch. Anyone can score 20 points and be a non-factor in the fourth.
Yeah, but they've got Redick and Butler now.
Yeah.
Not Butler,
no, they lost
fucking,
Butler. It's a big loss.
And Dudley.
They got.
Oh, look out.
Redick and Dudley.
If they can run the offense, right, you know, and spot-up shooters, and if Griffin's double-teamed, which you'd be mad to do.
I think what the thing...
Paul is going to decide the offense, not Rivers, not Garnett, and not Pierce.
The big thing was last year in the playoffs is their defense was atrocious, and that's why they fell apart. And also on away games, their defense was atrocious. And, you know, Doc Rivers, Boston defense... That's what he's trying to, you know, inject into this team. But I think he's going to try and really make them a defensive, tough team.
I just think they're going to be limited in how much offense they're going to be able to produce. I got them finishing sixth.
Really?
Yep.
I think they're going to overwhelm teams with their offense.
With what? With because the Lob City offense?
No, well, like Griffin and Jordan have to learn how to pass out of the post because they got shooters now. Crazy.
100% agree.
And then the second wave... Collison, I think, is such an awesome get for $2 million as a backup point guard. He's played behind CP before. No qualms there.
Pretty bad
season
you've got in Dallas.
Jamal Crawford, Barnes, and you've got Mullins and Jameson. You've got stretch fours there. There's so much scoring. Mm. I think they're just going to overwhelm teams with their offense. It only takes like two of these guys to go off. And then they can put 12 points on a team and then, you know, hopefully Doc gets the defense sorted. But I just think there's too many of them. And you look down the line, I don't think anyone is constructed to keep up with them so much.
Yeah. But no Grant Hill.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So it's going to hurt them.
Better and savvy.
I would love to see it. Don't get me wrong. I would love to see it.
I hate the Clippers. I don't want to see it.
I don't think they'll do it. I think it's all very pretty on paper. I don't think they can keep it together.
Who's the best point guard in the West right now? It's going to be Chris Paul. If your point guard's that high, you got a great coach. And like you say, the two extra trades they pulled over, Dudley loves defense, loves jump shots. Jared Riddick, he's been in, you know, how long has he been in the NBA? Like 8 years?
Yeah, it must be.
Yeah. Mm. Anti-abortion clauses.
What are they going to do differently? What are they going to do differently in the fourth quarter down the stretch?
Defense. What are they going to do differently? That's it. And that's why they sucked. I mean, they got torn apart because Griffin was... the only one battling down, you know, and Chris Paul was putting his body on the line to the point where he's getting injured. They don't have the explosiveness also with Bledsoe. You know, that guy who can come on there and just run. Like you say, that's what they were, a run-and-gun team, but
yeah,
they've lost a little of that. They've got a little bit of age as well because Dudley and...
What
and
factor do you think puts them at number one, or sorry, puts them as a contender as opposed to last year? What's the defining,
I think it's the,
you know, addition to
coaching
the team?
Is one.
Coaching is massive.
Del Negro, they went from like who I thought was like the worst coach in the league to probably the best coach.
So it's Doc.
He draws the best out-of-bounds plays.
Sure.
So, you know, if it comes to like drawing up something to get them a win if they need a last-second shot,
and
they've got guys
three.
Who can knock it down as well.
The core three have stayed together, Jordan, Paul, and Griffin. They're trying to promote them as the core three of the team.
It's been the same shit for the last three seasons, and I just don't believe the
hype. But it's getting better each season.
I don't reckon it has. It's getting shitter. They lost in the second round, and now they've lost in the first round.
They should have lost in the first round. They put out that game one against the Grizzlies two seasons ago.
Yeah.
Seven-game series. They won in Memphis. Crazy.
Yeah.
Then they got swept by San Antonio. They were nowhere near that series.
Sure.
And then it was just like a better Memphis team. It was the same thing that happened. They just finished fourth and fifth.
Sure.
So I think they're better than last year because of the coaching and because of the two wing guys.
Okay.
And they're just going to overwhelm teams with their
own. Who did you have finishing first this year?
I got OKC.
All right, we'll talk about that
OKC.
In a second. Let's just talk about probably the most important factor that, you know, Blake Griffin being one of the top five ugliest players in the NBA is now dating Kate Upton two times.
Oh, that's legit.
Is that still happening?
Illustrated. That's what I thought the deal was.
Well, hey.
Even if he just got a whiff of it, like... How does that
That means
happen?
The dream's still alive, Wes. That's what it
that's
means.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Like, has she never seen him dunked with his mouth guard in? Like, that's the ugliest
well, I think
thing
she's
I've ever
seen him dunked. That's why she's coming around.
Yeah, like, you think most of the time if you're funny, tall, rich, and muscular, and famous,
living in LA.
That's like, you should be able to get any girl, but she's like just the next level of hot that you can't be ugly as well.
Yeah. Maybe
you have to
like,
have everything going on.
Maybe it's kind of like that rock star when bands kind of play and they're concentrating on their music so much they kind of look a little Down syndrome. He's got that kind of thing where he's dunking, he looks a little bit special, and she's like, yeah, it's cool because that's his art. That's that's his craft.
Perhaps. Maybe he's just packing.
Mm. Maybe that's why he's like, done dunking.
She
like,
can do better. She can just go pick someone out and go get him.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm not happy about it,
but it
gives us all hope. That's all I'm saying. So I got OKC first because...
Right. Just really quickly, where do you have them back?
Fourth.
So do I. Love
it.
I don't know why that's linking.
They won 60 games last season. Haven't done too much. Westbrook's coming back with a vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't... They lost Kevin Martin. They haven't really addressed that.
That's a problem.
But I don't see it as being like... Kevin Martin didn't deliver massively for him last season. He wasn't huge.
15 points a game, he shot 43% on threes.
I think they can find that.
Where in the roster
they haven't
are
found
you
going
to get
yet.
That? There's
no, they haven't
one
found
there.
It yet. I'm not saying they,
about a
they have
bit
it,
more
but
with
I think they can find it.
Ibaka becoming more offensive.
Ibaka's a hoax. That's what everyone was saying last year. He only works good as a third banana. And now
he's
got to be
a third banana.
Yeah, but like when one of them's off the court, then he's option two.
Well, this is like what's different from... Like I said about the Clippers, what's different from a season ago when they started out and won 60 games?
But
they
check it out. They're going to be trotting out Reggie Jackson, Sevalosha, Durant, Ibaka, and Perkins. That's their starting five. Then off the bench, you got Jeremy Lamb, The Beat, Collison, Derek Fisher.
Yeah.
It's like Indiana from last year.
I think they're
going
to do
worse than
last year.
There's no bench.
There's
nothing going on.
I don't know. All I'm going off is as proof. There's no proof with the Clippers. There's proof with Oklahoma. That's all I'm saying.
I had them higher, but when you look at them,
that
personnel,
sure.
You just look at the bench and go, man, when any of the starters
But they've done it
go.
Before. They did it last season with that bench. What's different from that bench?
Kevin
last
Martin.
Season. Kevin Martin started.
They don't have, no, he didn't.
Didn't start last season.
No, Cephalosha started there. Yeah, he was
so
playing
So you're getting
like
15 points
minutes.
Off the bench with Kevin Martin, so you lost that.
That's gone.
That's an issue.
And Westbrook being injured. That's
for a month. For a month.
And it's their spacing thing. They got no wing players
on
the bench.
I don't know.
I think the reason why they kept Derek Fisher on the team is because when Westbrook's not there, he's 50-50 leader.
No.
That's the only reason. What's Derek Fisher doing there other than telling cool stories?
Try and flop and take charges and put up gross jump shots.
They don't want him in there to play. They just want him to rally up the team and
put him as assistant coach. Do what
they did in Miami.
That's probably
what he's
doing. Juwan
Howard. Just P.S. I've told you this already, but Jason Kidd suspended for 3 games already.
I know.
You're a coach.
But it's off his DUI
from last year. Coach of the year.
I didn't say coach of the year. He's a good guy, though.
I'm sure in about
still
kind
of a douchebag
years,
from last week.
I reckon you'll see Perkins get moved this year.
I think so. He's awful.
It's time.
He's awful.
And they need something from him.
Yeah, but they'll get something. And that contract, they probably... Can they amnesty him?
I don't remember if they've amnestied anyone.
I don't think they can. I think we spoke about this last season, and they can amnesty Perks.
They got three mad draft picks. They're a brand new team. Tons of money thrown at them, and now it's kind of like welcome to the NBA with the rest of us. And I just don't see it getting any better.
They just made a couple of shit moves. Harden's gone, and now Kevin Martin's walked as well. It's I don't know. There's just. But once Westbrook comes back, just the two of them and Ibaka as well, they'll be enough to get it done.
That got them to the finals.
I just don't think they're better than the Grizz.
I saw it 20 years ago with the Glove, Kemp, and Tramp. And I'm telling you, it only goes...
That was a great team.
Great team, but it doesn't win.
They ran into Chicago.
Yeah, they were a great team.
Suns gave them some
they
trouble
were a 60,
as well.
60 win team as
Love
well.
Love that team. It's my
they just had the worst
team.
Timing. They just had the worst time.
And they shut themselves against Denver.
They still
they
won.
They didn't do so good against
the
Suns
But they still
times.
Won. They took Chicago to six games. It was interesting. Yeah. Anyway, I've got San Antonio at second.
Yeah, I got San Antonio at second as well.
Yeah. They haven't done a lot. Bellinelli's been added. That's a great fit.
And McGiddy.
Yeah, I saw that. They brought Ginobili and Splitter back. I think they're going to be strong again.
Leonard's
going to be massive. Leonard is really going to replace Ginobili long term.
Well,
that's
Ginobili's,
really a good picture, isn't it?
Will they retire his jersey?
I think so.
Because how many championships does he have now?
He'd have four. They've all won four together. That's a dynasty, and they're the guys.
He should have had five.
So you have to retire the jersey. And he does not want to stop playing. He doesn't want to live in Argentina.
Two more years, I think. They signed him. Yeah. I honestly thought he was going to retire after that.
I can't imagine what he'll be like.
I don't know why they brought him back. I mean, maybe they just like the
make Tim
dynamic. Maybe they
can go
after it again. Mm. Yeah, I mean, maybe he turns around and has a good season. He was patchy with injuries. Maybe he's going to be healthy.
Yeah, I think they just won't rely on him at all during the regular season. And
yeah, I think he deserves the, the faith, though.
Yeah.
Really?
Just a lot of money. I think it's just a bit too much money for what he's going to give you.
Hmm. But San Antonio, though, they don't change things up much. They're going to throw a bit of money at Leonard eventually. So
they're
going to
have
right.
to eventually. Because he's got
rookie
so
contracts.
He can do this with these
another
three guys.
Another season. Yeah. I think Leonard will be up for it.
So did everyone have Spurs at two?
Yep.
We're agreeing so much. This
Except
is crazy.
Except on one.
Yeah.
Well, I had Memphis at three.
Yeah, I had Memphis at three as well.
I have Golden State at three.
Oh, love it. I love it.
They're just going to tear it up. I know it. No one's going to get injured. Curry's never going to have any ankle problems. David Lee's hip is fine. Bogut's ankles are totally awesome. They're going to go all the way through. Iggy's going to be like Scottie Pippen. It's going to be
you're
sick.
Just giving me a massive heart.
I know.
Right now.
I know. Let's all just
Golden State
really
all
quickly.
The way. Well, Memphis. They
That's a dream. But yeah, they got Memphis third.
Yeah, they got Mike Miller. They got Kufis.
They did
lose their coach though, Lionel Hollins.
Yeah, I love Lionel Hollins.
It's
pretty hectic.
I don't know what's up with that.
He looks like he plays the trumpet.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
A little bit. Yeah. I like the fact that Memphis kind of said get fucked to the rest of the league and kind of in the Indiana boat, they stayed big and they'll win games being big. Mm. Randolph's, gets his game back a little bit more, raise it a level. Gasol's just the best center in the game. If they can score late, I think they ran into a bit of problems in the playoffs last year offensively.
Yeah.
See what happens. Memphis are going to be very strong.
I just, as much as I love Tony Allen and Tayshaun Prince together defensively, it's just so atrocious offensively.
Yep,
that starting five has very little shooting.
Yeah.
But they're 10 deep.
Yep.
Bayless, Mike Mirra, Pondexter are pretty solid. They got Kufis now, which I reckon is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I think so.
He was really good with Denver last year. His money is going to be great for like 15 minutes a night if they want to go super big. But Miller really needs to stay healthy. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, they've got precious little shooting.
Yeah.
And they need it.
But they got cap room. They can make some moves.
But it'd be great if Miller stays healthy and they just switch out Prince for him to close games out. I seriously reckon they can...
Yeah.
They're like one piece away from being like super duper dangerous.
For sure.
I always love the Grizz though. They killed it.
What about Randolph? Like, how long is he going to be able to play that physical down?
He's
in all the right, key?
Man. He's not that old. He's cool.
Yeah,
he came back from a tough injury last season.
He had a couple of poor games in the postseason.
He had a couple of good games too, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of his performance in the playoffs last year against the Clippers.
It's more fresh in my mind was just how he got dominated by the Spurs. He just they just got absolutely ass raped that series, and he had nothing going on.
Do you think it was because he was exhausted from the Clippers?
They played Splitter. And they couldn't play Splitter much in the finals against Miami, but they could match up big with Memphis. And you got Duncan and Splitter with Gasol and Randolph. That's tough, you know? And put next to that, the Spurs were just on a tear. Parker was unbelievable that series. I don't think it's really... Memphis, you would have expected it to go to six, you know? But they just ran out of juice, and it looked like they got Popovich just outcoached him, and that could be the reason he bailed. He got Lionel got sent. It could be. I don't know.
You got a score to beat San Antonio as well, and they just, you can't expect to hold him to like under 90 points, under 85 a game.
You reckon they miss Rudy Gay then?
A little bit. Yeah. Like someone who can create their own shot and just make stuff happen.
They didn't really have that off the dribble. Yeah. Like Conley, to a point, he's only going to do it a couple of times. Randolph's going to post you up. Gasol's going to post you up most of the time. He can't hit that jumper. But yeah, no one off the dribble per
se. I'd love to see Danny Granger, if it doesn't work out for him in Indiana, go there. That'd be so good as someone like that.
That's kind of just replacing Rudy Gay. It's a very similar game, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about... where they're going to get that scoring from late. But like I said, they've got cap room. They can make some moves.
It should make second round.
Let's talk about Golden State, yo.
Oh, I'm so pumped. So exciting.
So I had them finishing third. We saw a little highlight in the preseason game, the around the back from Curry, finish from Iggy.
Well, Iguodala's, if you don't know, is at Golden State, which is like my dream come true because I'm mad for Iggy and I'm mad for Golden State.
Most enjoyable playoff. Probably series was Golden State Denver. That was amazing.
Yeah. And Golden the San Antonio State, series is amazing as well.
They should have won that series. It's amazing. But my thing is this with Golden State, there's a big hype around them. They kind of overachieved last season getting to the second round, which is cool. Like, we were happy about it. But what is expectation this season? You know, they can finish. I've got them finishing fourth. I nearly put them third, but, you know, realistically, I don't think they can outweigh Memphis, San Antonio, OKC. But if Steph Curry can stay healthy, if Bogut can stay healthy, and Iggy is going to can fit really well, I think they're going to be tough to beat. You know, they did lose Jarrett Jack, which I think is pretty heavy. And Landry.
Well, they're the two big asterisks, I reckon.
Yeah.
Health, obviously, but you're trying to predict stuff. You just got to assume that hopefully it'll be okay.
Yeah.
I love Barnes going to the bench. That's great. Barnes is going to be an absolute monster.
They can start
this
him at times as well, though.
Yeah,
I think
you'll see him finish a lot of games as well. That go small with Lee at center and him playing the small ball four.
Yeah,
he'll kill it. But then, Landry and just Jack, so huge, just a steady hand. He really kept him in a lot of games last year.
Talk about your perfect backup point guard.
Yeah, and now you got Tony Douglas.
Yeah,
a little bit trigger happy, and
that's true. I mean, people are saying Iguodala fit is a little bit off. A few people don't like it for whatever reason, but I think it's perfect for Iguodala because at Denver, he was kind of looked at a little bit more to produce more, possibly to be a scorer a bit more. Wow. When I'm talking about Iggy,
so disrespectful. Again. It's a hamburger.
But I think he can do a lot of damage because when he plays his best, he doesn't have to rely on doing one thing like rebounding, scoring, whatever. When he's free to do whatever and just roam, play that three spot, that's when he's most dangerous.
Yeah,
and I think
scraps.
Yeah, and I think Golden State cover the point. There's scoring from the point. There's big presence inside. Iggy's going to just roam and play his natural game all off instinct, and that's going to be dangerous.
And defensively, I love it as well because you've got someone who can mark Kevin Durant and those type of players.
Pretty much anyone 1-4,
swing scorer,
I reckon.
Yeah, yeah. It gives you a lot more flexibility. I think it's awesome. And Jermaine O'Neal's there now. That's your mate, Jermaine O'Neal.
Yeah. Well, Iggy's probably one of the other players other than Curry that can cause the double team. And his defensive presence isn't going to get in the way of the bigs. But you got to worry about him as well, so it's going to be even easier.
He's a great defensive player.
And he's a much better facilitator than people give him credit for. He's definitely a better passer than Barnes. He doesn't have the range, but you've got a secondary option there. You know, you lose Jack, but you've got someone who can initiate the offense and get people into their spots.
Yep.
Like a Klay Thompson, who is going to be even better again this year. They're just going to be so much fun to watch. It's a shame they got the ugly t-shirt jerseys. That's going to be their only real letdown.
So gross. And Iggy's got a haircut too. Look out.
So hopefully they get get together and Bogeyman and get his shit together.
How do you
as
think
well.
Andrew Bogut's going to play this year?
Man, if he plays with the intensity that he played in the playoffs when he was looking healthy, I think he's going to be great.
Yeah, he's
he like go a, for if he can give them, you know, 12-10, 12-8. Yeah.
Nobody's
that's
talking
all they
about
need.
Him either. Like yeah. Nobody's saying a word about him. He's like this quiet little phantom that could just come out of nowhere and just be yeah. the factor.
I just think Mark Jackson will be loving it having. It's, like Thompson had a pretty decent year defensively as yeah. well. He could, like I saw him mark Kobe a couple of times, look real strong. Iggy's going to be strong always, and you got Bogut there who can handle the paint. Like Jackson's going to love that defensive
and don't forget
flexibility
David Lee.
They got.
I know they kind of were shopping his contract a bit because it's massive, but
he's an all-star.
You just sit he back and take all-star. 20-10. That's amazing. Yeah. If he can play 20-10, you're in trouble if everyone's on at Golden State.
He does it every night too. Yep. Super consistent. Love Lee. Super excited about the Warriors. I had him at 6 only because I don't think they'll all stay healthy.
Yeah.
I just don't see it happening. And I'm worried about the bench. So they're like one injury away from having a rough like 15-game stretch.
Sure.
If Curry goes down, they'll be in trouble.
That's the thing. Like, do you expect them to, make playoffs and then do some damage in the playoffs? Like, they kind of surprised a lot of people last year. I think people, other teams will be watching them a little bit closer this season, picking apart their weaknesses and really won't be taken by surprise as much. If but that's the case, you know, I've got them finishing 4th, possibly 5th. That's still the same as Denver last season. That's 4th, 5th spot. That first round playoffs up for grabs pretty easy.
Yep.
Then 2nd round, they come up against a San Antonio or a Memphis again.
It's going to be great, though.
Man,
I think
they should have won that San Antonio series.
Yeah, but that's maybe they needed that to do more damage
exactly.
this year. Yeah, you know, like,
can you imagine seeing Golden State in the Western Conference Finals? Ooh.
Hectic.
Boner time.
Where did you have Denver?
7th.
Me too.
What the fuck?
This is gay.
This is wonderful.
Well, like this is
not very controversial.
Yeah. Well, I got the Pelicans at 8. Wow. And I'm not basing that on too
Who's
much.
That?
That's New Orleans.
Never heard of them.
That's going to be the kind of bandwagon fairy tale thing if that can happen. If they make the playoffs, it'll be such a good story. But basically, just because everyone else in the West is fucking awful. So, you know, shits and giggles.
I got Dallas in there.
Don't like Dallas. You know I don't like
Dallas. Calderon, Monte Ellis, Marion, Nowitzki, and the Haitian sensation.
The Haitian
down the middle.
Sensation, yes.
And then they got VC off the bench, Wayne Ellington, Devin Harris. I just think
old,
full
man.
Season they were like
old.
Pretty dangerous at the back half of last year, and that was a much worse team than this team.
Yeah. Yeah, true, but that's old. It's an old team. Monte Ellis is going to be interesting there. It'll be an interesting fit, hey.
Where did you have Dallas?
They're just at the bottom of the West.
I had them at 8.
Not bottom.
I think they're going to sneak into
the playoffs.
They're
not making
the
playoffs for me. Mm. No. Look, you know, I'm having a bit of a laugh with the Pelicans.
Yeah, of course.
Dallas could quite easily take that spot.
So what do you think about the Nugs?
Josh, I think the biggest factor is they don't have the coach.
No way. Yeah.
Who is coaching Denver now?
It's Brian Shaw.
Oh, it is too. Yeah, wow.
Yeah. You might see little bits of the triangle sneak in there.
Maybe, possibly.
Be a disaster. JaVale McGee in the triangle.
Can't
wait.
That shit.
Do you think McGee's going to be an X factor this year?
No more than
just the same shit.
Same shit.
I think George Karl had good reason to play him as little as he did last year. They were stronger all around when Kufis was on there not fucking things up for everyone. But like, I don't know, every year you wait for him to put it all together. Maybe it's the year. But like, I would expect from him the same thing you expect from Bogut. If he can go and give you 12-8 and 2 blocks.
And he should.
And not shit himself.
Yeah.
You beauty.
He's still young. He's like, what, 23 now?
But he's had time. He's had enough time to develop.
Time,
and he hasn't to at least above average player or at least taking advantage of your skill set being that massive, you know? You got to produce a bit more.
Do you think maybe it's because he smokes a shitload of weed?
Oh, McGee. McGee liked to play.
He looks like he
smoked banana skins and like do lines of pepper and crazy that, I reckon.
Totally. Might explain a few brain snaps he has all the time, but I don't know.
Deep, hey. Lawson, they got Randy Foy now, Gallinari, Fareed, and McGee. That's his starting five. Then you got Dre Miller, who just won't retire.
Yeah, won't
but
stop.
But he's still doing damage. Then
he hit that game winner last in the playoffs.
Yeah, he's still solid. You still go to war with him for sure.
Yep.
Wilson Chandler, Hickson, and little fucking Nate Robb. Nate Robb's in there to tidy up when it goes to hell.
Haven't even talked about that.
No.
He's the ultimate like safety mechanism. And if everything's going to shit, you just throw him in there and see what happens. And you see what happens. Sometimes it's amazing.
Yeah, he was amazing for New York, amazing for Chicago.
not enough to stay at either of those teams, no, though. Why is that, Wes?
Arm wrestle them.
Yeah, definitely not.
No, he's a head case.
So who did you have at 8 then?
I had the Lakers.
Oh,
you can't resist, can you? Can't resist.
I thought we weren't smoking before this episode.
Yeah, probably the second worst bench in the whole Western Conference. But I don't know. I feel like I want them to win at least 8th place. God
what about
damn
what
it.
About this? What if you if you're LA? This is just what I was thinking.
I have
the other
nothing
day.
Exciting to say.
What if you do this? You get rid of Gasol. You try to get a few pieces back, or you just get draft picks and you stack it up. You tell Kobe, dude, what you got? How many points is he behind Kareem for? Like
a lot.
Yeah. So, and how many more years is he going to play? 2-3 years, maybe?
He needs like 4 more solid scoring seasons to get near Kareem.
So, say, you know, look, we don't know what's going to happen this season. It's pretty much a write-off. We'll probably tank, sort of tank. Here, go shoot 40 times a game. Just go fucking do it.
Mm.
You know, you'll get points. You might get the scoring title. You know, you'll shake off the cobwebs from your injury. We're not going to do fuck all this season.
Do they need to tell and him that without him doing it anyway? Like,
well, imagine if they give him the little pat on the ass and go, Kobe, no one's going to say shit. Just shoot 40. And then they make a run next season and they try to get LeBriz or they try to get someone massive. I don't think they'll get LeBriz, but...
I just don't think anyone's going to want to play with them because they're all old and their bench sucks.
No, my point is,
Johnson.
Why don't you rebuild for that and let Kobe have his sort of swan song on the way out? What's wrong with that? You got to pay him. He's going to earn like $30 million or something.
Yeah.
Let him go. That, who's going to really... Laker fans have known before... You know, we're rebuilding. We've seen our team suck before. They'll still come to games. They got season tickets.
Mm. Somehow they always pull it out, don't they? Like, somehow they'll turn Gasol into Carmelo or something.
Totally.
Something will happen, you know.
Just do it.
Yeah. But
yeah, they'll
if
get Carmelo
be...
and Amari, shoot Amari out back and give, what, $100 million or something to
you
them.
Have, then you have Gasol and Bargnani next to each other in New York.
Gross.
Kill yourself.
Gross. New York aren't that retarded.
Yeah.
They were with Isaiah Thomas, but they've finally got their shit together now, so they're not that retarded. Anyway, sorry, that was just a theory with LA.
I
Let's not talk about LA. Come
than,
on.
They won't do better
That's
than Minnesota
I had
or Portland.
Yeah. No. I saw the article about how they're going to put nicknames on jerseys this season.
Mm. Yeah, Brooklyn versus Miami. Apparently, they've got them to fill it in already.
So they give the players the option to choose
a
nickname.
Yeah, the players select it themselves.
And that's just for one game, is it?
One game.
Yeah, I believe so.
I think it's weird
I don't
they
even
chose
know if it's
the
100%
two least
going ahead.
Unpopular teams to do this. Like, why wouldn't you choose bigger teams?
You know, what do you
Brooklyn
mean unpopular teams?
Joking. Fuck.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's such a sellout, cop-out, Disneyland piece of shit idea.
Yeah,
but
I don't like it.
You know, if you love LeBron, you want King James.
King James is such a rubbish nickname.
Yeah.
Well, have you got any good nicknames? What do you got?
I just had the toe. Just toe.
Toe.
Just toe.
It's not, no one's going to buy that jersey. Who the fuck's going to buy that jersey?
Toe. I'll fucking buy it. I wear that shit everywhere.
What do you got?
I couldn't think of any really good nicknames for anyone's on those teams except for the obvious for Mario Chalmers, the Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's a given. He's got to have Super Nintendo.
It's got to be like... You can't be that many words.
Super Nintendo?
Just Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
That is a... Nintendo
cool.
itself.
Yeah, that's
Nintendo.
Pretty cool.
That's 3 syllables.
They'd be loving it.
Well, I'm not a fan. I think it's straight up revenue raising. They've already done the... You know, the St. Paddy's Day. Actually, I was chatting to my brother today and he made a good point where he says the NBA is so strict with dress codes and so strict with guys wearing the right shit at games. You know, remember when Noah got fined because he didn't have the right blazer that time?
Yeah, he didn't have a collared shirt or something.
So, you know, on one hand, they're like, we're professional, we're so suave and everyone's like, you know, looks the part, et cetera, et cetera. Yet, you know, we're going to have nicknames on jerseys, plus we're going to have sleeves on jerseys.
Mm.
You know, to me, it's just like, it's too much. And it's just, it's pretty obvious what they're doing. You know, there's not really much else to it except we just want to sell more jerseys.
Mm. If you worked for the Lakers for 30 years or something, maybe you'd be like, just something else. Just
yeah, but it's not the Lakers per se. It's the NBA, I guess, with the owners. But it's
just a
dollars.
Bit of a gimmick. I don't really give a fuck. It's going to be one game. And
is it only one game?
I believe so. Yeah.
What about the sleeves thing? Condition. That's not one game.
I don't mind the sleeve things. I like future. As long as you're comfortable shooting, you can wear it. Should be cool, you know? It just doesn't look good with Golden State. Because they wear off yellow shorts, it's a horrible
it
color combination.
Anywhere.
Like a pinstripe short with a tight, brighter yellow top, it's retarded.
It looks ridiculous.
Well, you're talking like semantics. I mean, the whole league as a whole, you want to see dudes in like rashies
what
running
about
around.
Like, yeah,
you know?
Like the netball.
It's weird.
Body
yeah, it's going to end up like that.
Just all these big black dicks gross. All over.
And then
the
you know, like that Skins brand or something will come out going, check out our epic suits that make you like more dynamic when you fly through the air, like in swimming.
Yeah,
and it just looks.
It's
going
to be like in Starship Troopers, that weird like quasi football game,
yeah,
where they're all just wearing one piece spandex.
Gross.
That's what's happening.
Does that mean you're going to see who's packing the most in the NBA now?
Outline totally. For sure.
Yeah.
This is heavy. But
so I don't like it. That's
I just
my,
think
that's
the
my
nicknames would be heaps cooler if like the players had cooler nicknames.
Oh, totally.
Than they do.
Can D Wade please get one saying three and then someone bottle him at halftime or something
I'd
from the stands?
That.
Wouldn't that
what
be a
dream? What about Joe Johnson? It doesn't have anything, but if you press it, it just goes, I'm rich, biatch.
What about if, you know how everyone like, Brandon Jennings got slapped in the face in that Drew League game.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then the game tried to punch him in the face outside the nightclub.
He did get
like,
punched.
Yeah, what if he just put Rihanna on the back of his jersey? That'd be
awesome.
Way better.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
I like it. Well, speaking of punch-ups, Meta World Peace is writing a new book. Apparently, he's already written it from the interview I read earlier.
By himself.
Well, I don't think he can read, help. Man. So
he was a stand-up comedian. Yeah. He's a rapper, and now he's an author.
Self-appointed.
Yeah, he's none of those things, but he's all of those things.
So he's writing a book apparently on the malice in the palace, and I don't know whether that's an interesting read or just another psychopath kind of insight into Meta Peace's world. Remember, he wrote that children's book. What the
he
fuck?
He is on medication.
Yeah. Last season. We imagine like, oh, I'm like, here's my little Timmy, he's rad and shit, my kid.
And then
I'm going to read him.
Elbowed the man in the face.
Meta World Peace wrote this children's book, little Timmy. this is what you should do when you feel threatened on a basketball court. You know, he lost like 30 million or something, or 20 million in lost wages or something for that season
crazy.
And a half. He
just for doing
maybe
that.
Maybe that's it. Maybe he's trying to get the dollars back by writing
books.
Yeah,
that's what that report said, hey, that he was trying to get some currency back.
They were just
someone already
laugh.
Covered it at length.
Yeah,
some
yeah,
guy
yeah.
in Grantland already wrote a huge piece about it. Yeah. But he's like, no, I want to tell you what's going through my brain and I lost my mind.
Nothing. Oh, but nothing.
Different
do you
want to
talk
happen.
About Phoenix, Wes? Go on. Go on.
They're... Dude, you wait. We're going to have this conversation
just
in a couple
you
of
wait.
Years.
Just you
how
wait
many draft
four
picks
years.
Do they have for next year?
Oh, they got so many. They got all the
got
Lakers
all of,
second
yeah.
round picks.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome.
No,
you
they
can
got,
feel the excitement.
They have three
brewing.
First round picks.
Oh, the excitement
three.
In Phoenix.
And they're going to have a top
it's
five
tangible.
Pick as well.
And they've been going so well in their recent drafts.
They
they're
have Eric Bledsoe. Okay. He's explosive.
They're going to be so horrible.
And new uniforms. What, did you see them?
Yeah. Sleeves, baby. They're shit.
Yeah, I don't like the font.
No.
I don't like any of it.
It's
like
better than PHX.
I will agree with you. Yeah. They should just be Suns. That's it.
Yeah.
Did you see the... Yeah, whatever. I don't know. The font, the font's shit. The color's weird. They can't get it right. It
they
is
should
a big
be the
step
most,
from the PHX and the gray.
They should be the most imposing mascot in the league because if you thriller. Think about it, if all the mascots had a battle against each other... Who would beat the multiple Suns?
Well,
nothing can beat more than one Sun.
But their mascot's
all
fucking a
fucking gorilla.
Can Thunder beat Sun?
No way.
Not really.
Not more than one.
Would you argue Thunder needs the Sun to exist? I think it does.
Yeah,
wow.
Fully.
Yeah.
Everything does.
We can do science corner
like,
next week if you want.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Quick. Which scientifically, who should win?
And so I'll answer it for you right now. The fucking Suns.
Yeah.
Or Heat.
I don't even know what a Nick is, so... You know, sky's the
I'm
limit.
I'm sorry that it's my favorite team, but it is, you know. And you could say the same about Golden State. They just happen to have a good team now, but I've never seen them win a championship.
True.
You know, they've sucked
forever.
Yeah,
they have. 70s, Rick Barry.
Oh, cool.
Know
what
about
a
it.
Great time that was.
Yeah.
Were you even born?
Nah. I wasn't.
We were there.
But it
That's
happened.
Like when Dave talks about the Celtics in the 50s and 60s. You're like, what do you fucking care?
Yeah. It's Larry Legend. It's Larry Legend.
That's what he wants to be. He wants to be alive then.
Yeah.
That's he wants to smoke cigars indoors.
Yeah,
that's
like,
awesome.
Oh, scotch. They all had awesome. Scotch out there. Yeah. Well, I'm gonna call it there, gentlemen. That's the West. It's a little bit of nickname, a little bit of Kobe. Talking about Harden, Wade, and Durant, all kinds
of
fun
Did you
want
to hear
stuff.
The rest of my nicknames that I came up with
I'd
anyway?
I'd love to.
Because I fucking thought about it.
So let's hear
sick, yeah.
What about Mo Williams, Mo Problems?
That's awesome.
Like
awesome.
That.
Yep.
What about, I want to call Timofey Mozgov blue tack because he's on posters all the time.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant, Josh.
Dr. Julius Hibbert, Roy Hibbert.
Yep, sure love it.